Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with a delicate, natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with a delicate, natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, the noonday sun is trying to poke its head through the clouds today, and Louis, Mortimer's brother-in-law, is trying to plow his way through lunch.
Ah, lunch. What a beautiful word.
Brother Louis, where are your manners? Is that the proper way to use a napkin tied in the back of your neck?
My gracious, Louis, you stick your napkin in your collar like a little gentleman.
But Morty, Aggie, if I do that, my Adam's apple will wiggle it right out again. Ah, shoot. Oh, hot.
Louis, stop blowing on your soup. Emily Post does not approve of blowing on one soup.
Oh, no? Well, what does she do? Stand it with her hat?
Hey, oh, I beg your pardon, Peggy. Did you say something?
No, Daddy.
Hey, watch them sides, Jeezy. Watch them sides. I can feel them clear over here. My soup will be icy cold.
What's the matter, dear?
Nothing, Mother.
Oh, now, come, daughter. Tell your old daddy what's troubling you.
Oh, it's nothing you'd understand, Father. Nothing you'd understand, Mother. It's nothing anyone would understand.
But, Peggy, dear, we're not anyone. We're your mother.
And your father.
And your reverend, reverend uncle. Speak up, Nishi. What's on your mind? Pack the rolls, Morty.
Yeah. Here you are, Louie. Now, take several and keep on eating for a while. Now, what's troubling you, dear? Aren't you happy here?
Yes and no.
But, Peggy, dear, we try to give you everything and do everything for you that's in our power.
I know, Mother, and I don't mean to sound ungrateful. But everything here is so humdrum.
You're humdrum?
I know what you mean, Nishi. We ought to have a floor show with our meals. Hey, Morty, get up and do a fan dance for the customers.
That'll do, Louie. Now, Peggy, will you please talk like a rational, normal human being and tell us what you mean?
Oh, I knew you wouldn't understand. Rational, normal. That's the trouble around here. Everybody's too normal around here. We all do everything that's proper. We never do anything that's exciting. And Richard and Elmer and all the other dates I have, they're normal too. Too normal.
Well.
I want to live excitingly, dangerously. I want to do something unusual.
Well, dear, you can start by eating all of your lunch, not picking at it as though you were a bird.
Oh, Mother, how can you? Excuse me, everyone. I don't want any lunch.
Huh?
Nobody understands. Oh, I'm so miserable.
Boy, what a character. Pack your potatoes, Peggy.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so upset because Peggy's so upset. Well, why don't you say something, do something, instead of just sitting there while your daughter is going through an emotional crisis?
Yeah, what kind of a fathead father are you anyway?
Look, I'm thinking.
Oh, Mortimer Meek, how can you sit there calmly and think while your daughter's upstairs crying her heart out?
Yeah, this is no time for thinking, Morty. We gotta act.
Very well. Excuse me, please.
Where are you going, Mortimer?
I'm going up to Peggy's room and get her definition of the word unusual. If you say nothing of exciting and dangerous, you, my gracious, what unpleasant words.
Say, how would you like to find a hidden treasure, like the pirates used to, but right now, today, in 1948? Well, here's how. First, buy yourself a pound of all sweet margarine. Then spread its golden goodness on crisp toast. Melt its delicate, natural flavor into piping hot baked potatoes. Simply super delicious. Now, that wonderful flavor alone is enough to make all sweet well worth its modest price. But, and here comes the hidden treasure part. But you don't see it. You don't taste it. But right in the golden goodness of all sweets is buried a hidden treasure of food energy and important vitamin A. That's right. In every pound of all sweet, there's at least 15,000 units of this vitamin that's so essential to health. And food energy? Why, all sweet, spread from crust to crust, actually doubles the food energy of that piece of toast. Yes, there really is a buried treasure in all sweet. When you shop, remember all sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Peggy, dear, it's I, it's your father.
Go away, Daddy. I want to be alone.
Oh, now, please let me in, dear. We can be alone together.
Come in, Father.
Thank you, dear.
Close the door, Father. I don't want to see anybody else.
Yes, dear, yes. Handkerchief?
Thanks.
Yes. May I sit down? Thank you, dear. It's a lovely day out here.
I hadn't noticed.
Yes. That's a new picture of Gregory Peck you've got pinned up there, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You haven't rearranged your room, though, recently, have you, dear?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't. I didn't think so. Peggy.
Yes, Daddy?
Look, I've been thinking. Now, you know, maybe we do live a humdrum life, or maybe we just keep doing the same uninteresting things, and maybe we should have a change. Don't you think that's a good idea?
Huh? Oh, Daddy, don't try to sympathize with me. Your generation and my generation are worlds apart.
At least one generation apart. Peggy, now, what do you mean by doing something unusual?
Father, were you ever just completely bored by everything?
I was completely bored. Well, dear, yeah, well, now I do understand that sometimes the monotony of things can wear one down. Just what things bore you?
School dance, Super Duper Sundays at Green's Drugstore, movies at the Bijo, just everything that's normal around Civic Center.
Yeah, well, and just what is it that you'd like to experience that we don't have around Civic Center?
Well, guys, I read in the papers about the young debutantes in New York, how they go to the store club and to the low dives and things.
Low dives and things.
And I read about the young movie stars and how they go to the glamorous nightclub.
Glamorous nightclub.
And low dives and things.
And low dives and things.
And what do I ever get to do? Just the same old dull, uninteresting things. Do I ever get to go to any glamorous places? Do I ever get to go to any...
low dives and things?
Yes.
Yes.
I do not.
Oh.
Daddy, can't we move to New York or Hollywood or somewhere?
Oh, well, now, dear, it would be a little inconvenient right now, but I think I could arrange an unusual and exciting and, well, maybe even a dangerous evening for you.
Oh, Daddy, you lamb!
Huh?
Can you do it tonight?
Mm.
I've got a date with Richard, and we were going to go to a double feature and then to Green's Drugstore, but now it'll be just perfect. I'll wear my new ballerina skirt, and I'll do my hair up and look real sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so happy, and you're so wonderful.
Oh, now you're beginning to sound.
I can just hug you to face you.
Now, that's my girl. That's better, dear. And now, dear, look, may I please have my handkerchief back?
Oh, of course. Here you are.
Thank you, dear. I'm going to explain things to your mother, and I have a hunch I'm going to need it.
Why, Daddy?
In case your mother doesn't understand, and I have to shed a tear.
Mortimer Meek, have you gone completely out of your mind?
Yeah, are you nuts? Imagine Morty and Peggy and Richard in a dive.
Idea. Promising Peggy that you'd do a thing like that.
Oh, but Agatha...
Deliberately aiding and abetting the child to associate with low characters.
But Agatha...
Is this right? Ain't you got no breeding? Ain't you got no refinement?
But
your courage in a foolish whim. Sympathizing with a childish idea like that. Well...
But Agatha, Well, isn't somebody going to interrupt me?
I have nothing more to say.
Go ahead, Morty. We ain't going to listen to you anyway.
Oh, Agatha, dear, look, I only thought if we took Peggy and Richard to some kind of a glamorous place or some kind of a dive, if Peggy would see that there's really nothing glamorous or unusual about them. And she'd appreciate the good, wholesome things of life all the more. And she'd I only meant it.
Oh, very well. Since it's your idea, Mortimer, you may carry it out.
Alone. Carry it out alone. Hey, alone. But, dear, look, I couldn't take Peggy and Richard to any place like that alone.
I said my say.
But I didn't intend to do it alone, dear. I thought...
My decision is final.
But, dear...
You heard what my sister said, Morty. It's your idea, and you can do it alone. Me and Aggie are too refined to go to any joints. Aggie, you and me, we'll go to a movie tonight.
Good, Brother Louie.
Like refined, decent, and respectable people should ought to do. Morty, you can go ahead and disgrace yourself and your daughter by yourself.
But, Louie, Agatha...
Loan me a couple of bucks, Morty. I've got a date with a lady who's respectable and honorable.
Yes, well, here you are, Louie. Gracious, I don't even know any places like Peggy mentioned.
Come on, Daddy. Tell me everything you've got planned. Every little detail. I want to call Jill and tell her. And then I want to call that snooty Elsie Martin and keep talking about all the nice spots she was in when she visited Hollywood. Come on, Daddy. Tell me so I can make a list.
Okay, I'm going to surprise you and Richard.
Oh?
That's it. That's it. The whole evening is going to be one great big surprise.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, Daddy, I can hardly wait.
So can I, he said, fearing the worst. Oh, well, now, dear, look, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go downtown to make arrangements for a rip-snorting evening of the nightlife. And so, Richard, I thought you might be able to help me out. You see, I don't know anything about nightlife. Do you have any suggestions, my boy?
Golly, Mr. Meek. All I know about nightlife is what I read in the movie magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been out after midnight. But keep that confidential, won't you?
Oh, yes, I shan't tell a soul. Richard.
Yes, Mr. Meek?
Look, you haven't heard any talk about any of those nightclubs and dives and things on the outskirts of town, have you?
Only that they're all pretty rough.
Pretty rough.
And dangerous.
Dangerous.
And that they have fights in them every night.
Fights every night.
And someone always gets hurt.
Gets hurt.
Before the police come.
Before the police take you. Oh, you, my gracious. Look, Richard, perhaps we better forget the whole thing.
Boy, will that ever be exciting? I can hardly wait. And Mr. Meeks.
Yes, Richard?
I think you're a real modern parent to take Peggy and me to one of those places. Real modern. Well, so long. See you tonight.
Yeah, so long. Sure. Oh, real modern. Oh, my gracious. I wish I was old-fashioned like Agatha and had some sense. Dives, nightclubs, gangsters.
Hey, watch what you're calling.
Huh?
Who do you think you're calling a gangster? Mr. Meade.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't recognize you.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Wallace. I don't even know myself these days.
What's all this about the gangsters? And why so depressed?
Yeah, well, we must live dangerously, Wallace. We must have...
Live dangerously? Hey, now, wait a minute. I want to hear all about this. Well, suppose we dive into this restaurant.
Oh, my gracious, must we dive?
All right, let's just go into this restaurant and have ourselves a beautiful golden brown waffle. Simply dripping with all sweet and maple syrup.
Hey, no, thanks. I've lost my appetite. I will. Gracie, did you say waffles and all sweet?
And maple syrup.
Oh,
boy, what a combination. You know, Mr. Meek, as I'm always telling Mrs. Meek and the other ladies, there's no finer test of all sweet than on hot bread. That's where you can really appreciate that farm fresh goodness, that delicate, natural flavor. Say, just wait till you taste their hot cakes. They're paper thin. And tender as a June morning.
Tell me more, he begs. Do you suppose they'd have popovers, too?
Popovers?
Mm-hmm.
Popovers?
Yeah.
Why, my dear Mr. Meek, they have the most wonderful popovers ever spread with all sweet. But I must warn you, they're dangerous.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. These popovers are so delicious. Pop
apt to eat too many and pops over.
Yes.
Yeah. It's mighty dangerous.
Yes. Well, come on then, Wallace. What are we waiting for? Yeah, I want to live dangerously. Hello, operator. Yes, look, I've been trying to get the Blue Note nightclub. What? We don't answer. Well, but operator, that's the fifth nightclub that hasn't answered. I beg your pardon?
Try calling him a night.
All right, yes, ma'am. Thank you. I thought I could call up and get a reservation and maybe ask him if it'd be safe to bring my daughter and her boyfriend. Oh, why did I ever get into this? Now, I wonder if I should try to drive out to the... I beg your pardon, I didn't see you. Well, Dr. Fermi.
Why, how do you do, sir?
Yes.
Haven't I collided with you somewhere before?
Oh, you remember me, don't you?
I don't recognize the face, no, but the elbow is familiar.
She's sharp, you know.
Yes.
Hey, look, Dr. Fermi, yes. Don't you remember the students in your class?
Who?
Yes, don't you remember Peggy?
Oh, of course. Peggy. Playing hooky, aren't you?
No.
In a phone booth.
No.
Run across any good numbers?
No.
My.
No, look. Dr. Fermi, look, I am Peggy Meek's father.
Oh.
And I was in the phone booth because I was trying to get a reservation at a nightclub.
Reservation?
Yes.
For a club?
Mm-hmm.
Must have been an Indian club.
No.
And I prefer them too. Grand exercise. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. What?
Ooh. My gracious, what is that? Ooh, Vine, what is that for?
I dropped the club in a crate of eggs.
Oh, yes.
Well, I must be off, Peggy.
No, just a minute, Doctor.
Yes.
Do you know anything about the nightclubs on the outskirts of town?
Nightclubs?
Yes.
Of course I do.
Oh.
I'm writing a book about nightclubs. It's entitled Life Begins at Midnight, or How to Tour an Upholstered Sewer. Well, you know how nightclubbing is, Meek.
Yes.
You come into the place and you say, I have a reservation.
Reservation.
Sorry, sir, no reservation.
No reservation.
I have a reservation. No reservation. Let me see your palm. Oh, thank you. You have a reservation.
Yes.
Right this way, sir. You fight your way through the fog of smoke. Everybody smokes. Nobody inhales. Your order, sir? Serve it on a flaming sword. Your check, sir? Serve it on a flaming sword. Yes, your hat, sir? Serve it on a flaming check, girl. Well, no more nightclubs for me, Meek. Nowadays, my wife and I just go into the clothes closet, close the door, and blow smoke in each other's faces.
Very good. Oh, no, but look. Hey, Dr. Fermi.
Yes.
Now, please help me, won't you? My daughter Peggy wants to see Life with a capital L.
I'll loan her my copy.
Oh.
And time, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But no, you don't understand. You see, my daughter's reached the age where she wants to know how the other half lives.
Oh.
Yes, and she wants to meet some low characters.
Oh. Midget.
Yes.
No.
She wants to see some human derelicts.
Derelicts?
Yes.
Has she ever taken a good look at her Uncle Louis?
Yes. No, that's not it. You see, Peggy wants to see a real enemy of society.
Her uncle's name is Louis.
But please listen to me,
yes,
Doctor.
Yes.
I've promised Peggy and her boyfriend Richard that I'd take him to a red-hot nightclub tonight.
Red-hot club?
Yeah. You know, one of those places that you jump with jive? Whatever that means.
Meek, would it be less trouble if you all stayed home and just hit each other over the head with bottles?
Oh, no. Now, please be serious, Dr. Fermi. Now, what would you do if you were me?
I deny it. But since you're headstrong, Meek, let me suggest Satan's Cellar.
Oh?
It has no doorman.
Well, why not?
It has no door.
No door. Well, does it have a floor show?
No.
Why not?
It has no floor.
No floor. My gracious. Well, hasn't the place got anything?
Yes.
Why?
A cover chart.
Oh.
Well, I must be on my way. It's been terrifying, but clarifying. Hello.
Hello, dear. Oh, my gracious. What am I laughing about? I might as well go home and face Peggy and tell her that her father's a complete failure. And she'll probably agree, too, unless I talk her out of it.
Yep,
that's it. I'll talk her out of it.
Oh, Richard, isn't this wonderful?
It sure is, Peggy.
Oh, Daddy, you're a lamb.
Yeah, about to be slaughtered. Peggy and Richard, look, I don't want to spoil your fun, but...
But what, Dad?
Well, couldn't we postpone this nightclub expedition? I mean, we got lots of time.
Father, what do you want to do? Keep me a baby all my life? You forget I'm in my teens. First thing you know, I'll be middle-aged.
Peggy's right, Mr. Meek. If we don't crowd in everything right now, we'll both be ancient.
Like me. Very well. We'll keep driving out old clothes.
That's the spirit, Daddy. Let's make merry until all hours.
Yeah. Let's stay up past midnight.
Stay up past midnight? My gracious. I almost forgot. I've got an early morning appointment and my alarm clock's broken.
Well, don't worry, Daddy. Mother will wake you up.
Yeah, the way your mother feels toward me, she won't even speak to me. No, I'll stop at this store on the corner and buy a new one.
Okay, Daddy, but do it quick like a bunny. Richard and I want to make with the steam and get on the beat. Well, Daddy, now that you have your alarm clock, let's get going.
Hey, Mr. Meek.
Huh?
How about that place?
Where? Oh, the carefree Caccione. No, I think not.
Why not, Daddy?
Well, I don't feel that carefree.
What about that place? Cliffy's Cozy Corner.
Yeah, that looks hot.
No, I don't think so.
Well, why not, Mr. Meek?
It doesn't look cozy enough.
Daddy?
Yes, dear?
There's a place up ahead. It's called the Little Club. And I suppose you don't want to stop there because it isn't large enough. Well?
Yes, I give up, dear. We'll go to the Little Club.
Oh.
And Peggy.
Yes, Daddy?
Now, please notice where the emergency exits are. I have a feeling we're going to need them. Dear, you almost knocked my new alarm clock out of my hand.
Isn't this exciting?
It sure is. Don't you feel excited, Mr. Meek?
Well, I don't know yet, Richard. I'm numb from having my knees knocked together.
Well, I said well. Didn't you hear me?
I think the gentleman is talking to you, Mr. Meek.
Who are you calling a gentleman, huh?
Hey, excuse me.
What for? You done something or you figuring on doing something?
Sure, my gracious.
Watch your language.
Oh, well, pardon me.
Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Could we please have a table near the dance floor?
Oh, customers, huh? I thought you were some of them blue noses from Civic Center out slumming.
Oh, he thought we were blue noses from Civic Center.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Hey, dear, don't you think we ought to get out of this place? It looks like...
What were you saying to the lady, Mac?
Well, nothing, Mac. Nothing at all. Quaint place you have here.
Look, Mac, I already warned you once. Watch your language.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now, just sit quiet and don't get out of line. You won't have no trouble. Got it?
Yeah, sure, I got it. Oh, dear. Lucky Agatha and Louie in a nice, safe picture show.
Now, Louie, don't argue with me.
But, Agatha... Why do we have to walk out just when Lana and that guy with the mustache walked into a classy nightclub?
Oh, please, Louie, I don't care to discuss it.
Oh, but it was a swell picture, and all them gangsters, and all them classy tomatoes.
I might just as well have stayed home. Mortimer, that heartless wretch.
Huh? What's Morty got to do with it, sis? Hey, you mean Morty was like that flicker in the picture? The guy that left his ever-loving wife at home and went running around at nightclubs?
Oh, please, Louie, I wish you wouldn't talk about it. When I think of Mortimer in some gay, beautiful nightclub, laughing and carrying on, I could just die.
This is the slide.
Yeah.
Just like the movie magazine.
Richard? Yes, sir. Just like.
If you two are still pretending, I'd suggest that we get out of this awful place as fast as we can.
Yeah. What? I mean, I'm ready anytime.
Well, I guess it is a good idea. Although, we might just sit here a few minutes longer. I don't feel particularly like having a misunderstanding with that man at the door.
That gorilla. Oh, he's horrid and awful.
The crowd here isn't very charming.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my gracious. Look at that rough-looking character crossing the floor there.
Boy, he looks like one of the guys in the chiller.
Hiya, chiller. How's every little thing?
Not bad. First,
I have
a little thing sitting over there
between
a mouse and a
boy scout.
Mouse?
And boy scout.
She's coming over to our table. Father, listen.
Don't worry, Peggy. I'll protect you.
Maybe you just keep on going, I hope. Now.
Boy scout.
Hiya, honey. How's for making with the feet? I slip a couple of bucks in the jukebox and we can unwind. Huh?
What? Are you speaking to me?
That's a laugh. Do you think I was making schmooze with these two rabbit faces?
Rabbit faces? No, see
here. Be comfortable, bud.
Yes. Well, now, please, friend. I
ain't your friend, and I ain't made no mistake, Grandpa. Come on, baby. Let's get cut.
Sir, you look here. You leave Peggy alone.
Quiet, Junior. Do I have to bend this chair over your head?
Now, look, can't we talk this over peacefully?
Now, everything's going to be peaceful around here. I'm going to make it peaceful by starting on you.
Just a minute, killer. I want you to meet Fingers and Dapper Dan.
Fingers, Dapper Dan?
Huh?
We're in town on a job.
Yeah? What kind of a job?
I don't think you'd be interested. Hand me that package, Fingers.
Huh?
I said, hand me that package, Fingers. The one you picked up just before we got here. The alarm clock.
That package. Yes, well, here it is, but...
Thanks. Killer?
Yeah?
Bring your ear a little closer.
Hey, what goes here?
Quiet! Listen.
Have
a go,
killer.
Well,
quiet!
Huh?
Listen.
Sounds pretty, doesn't it?
Pretty?
Yeah. Pretty soon it'll go boom.
Oh.
Hey, watch that thing.
Look. Honey, baby, it was all a mistake. I didn't mean no harm.
Oh, yeah? Well, me and Fingers and Dapper Dan, you ain't rooster guys making no mistakes, are we, Fingers?
No, we aren't. Yeah, I mean, we ain't.
We sure ain't?
Huh? Look, I'm sorry.
Likewise.
Okay, cut the chatter and scram. Before I decide to drop this here pineapple where it'll do some good.
Please, lady. Watch that bomb. Killer was only kidding, wasn't she, killer?
Yeah, I was only kidding. I didn't know you was in the profession.
There's no check. The joint sure is only watch that thing.
Okay, forget it. Come on, gang. Let's blow this crummy joint.
Okay. Come on, Fingers. Right. And listen, you two.
Yeah, Fingers.
Anything you say, Fingers.
Now, you two, behave yourselves. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Like you say, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, good. Yes. And let this be a lesson to both of you. Remember, don't ever guess that somebody's a blue nose, and you'll never be left with a red face.
Yes,
tell him. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, it's time to get out of here.
You were wonderful. The way you bluffed those characters with your father's alarm clock.
You certainly were, dear. Although I really wasn't afraid for one minute. You certainly did a good job sharing them.
Serves him right, too. The big bullies. Honest, Peggy, you were... Peggy.
Huh?
Peggy! Mr. Meek, look!
Oh, my gracious. Our little gun mouth fingers.
Yeah. Right on my shoulder, too.
Do you play guessing games at your house? It's fun these winter evenings to match wits in a session of Who Am I? Now, guessing is all right when it comes to games, but it's quite a different story with foods and nutrition. There's something you don't ever want to guess about. And that's why so many folks insist on all sweet margarine. For wherever you buy it, whenever you buy it, all sweet is always the same. Dependably, consistently good. You see, the Swift Laboratories maintain a rigid control over the materials and methods that produce all sweet. The fine vegetable oils used in the making are combined with the freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk with skill and precision. It's no wonder that the pound of delicate, natural flavored all sweet you buy today tastes exactly like the one you bought last June. And the energy value, the high vitamin content, they're just as consistent as all sweets' delicious flavor. Yes, when it comes to food, don't guess. Buy dependable, uniform, all sweet. Remember, all sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Meet the Meek, starring Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrock. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when all sweet, the margarine with a delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meek. This is Myron Wallace.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.